everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. Today's broadcast deals with the subject of abortion, and a song that speaks to this very issue that you will hear at the close of this program. Here with us to share her story is best-selling author, speaker, and founder of the After Loss Grief Recovery Program, Barbara Lestrange Bauman. Barbara, thank you so much for being here. Please, will you tell us your story?
It's a pleasure to be here, Jensine. I'd be happy to share my story. Several years ago, our publishing company published a book entitled If I Knew Then, What I Know Now by Donna Ferguson. Those 8 words summarize the most painful and regretful choice in my life, abortion. The year was 1970. We were a newly blended family of 8. My late husband, his 4 children, my 2 teens, and me. We were beyond poor, but we were happy living on a Michigan farm with our 5 seemingly always hungry teenagers and our 7-year-old. A year later, we were blessed with the birth of a baby son, making us a family of 9. 2 months after the birth of our baby, I became pregnant again. Almost immediately, my husband mentioned the A word, abortion. Jensine, at first I could hardly believe he would even suggest such a thing. I told him, no way, adding, besides, abortion isn't even legal in Michigan. He backed off for a week or so, but then he brought it up again, explaining we could just fly into New York and solve the problem. Then he really got serious, and he pleaded, darling, I just can't take on any more financial responsibility now. I'm working as hard as a man can work. And I need you, and I need your help growing our business. Then he added what so many of us were led to believe at that time. Besides, he said, it really isn't a baby yet. It's just a bit of tissue. That is one of the most insidious lies the enemy uses. I wasn't a born-again Christian at the time, and so finally I did as he asked me to do. Abortion is a horrific experience in every conceivable way. I had no way to prepare, much less cope, with the emotional onslaught following the abortion experience. The shame, the guilt and sorrow, the regret, and the mind-boggling grief. And these emotions don't just go away over time. More often, they intensify. A mother is supposed to protect her young, born and unborn. Yet, I agreed to a procedure that took the life of my defenseless baby. We know now that by age 45, 43 out of 100 women will have had at least one abortion. Sadly, I am one of those 43.
Those are staggering statistics. So, Barbara, that was your then. What about your now?
Well, now I'm a grief coach. I facilitate support groups for bereaved survivors and post-abortion support groups for other emotionally scarred women. Most of us were pushed into abortion by another person or because of our circumstances. Every single woman in my support group said she would never, ever choose abortion again. We had no sonograms then. Most of us also bought the big lie, it's not a baby yet. Now, thanks to those sonograms, we can see our baby's heart beating 21 days after conception. That has made a huge difference for those who were abortion-minded.
What about forgiveness?
Well, self-forgiveness has been the most difficult thing of all for each post-abortion journey. Yet, it's a choice we need to make in order to heal emotionally. We understand that God is a loving God and that He has forgiven us, but we have all struggled with forgiving ourselves because we know in our heart that we agreed to a procedure that ended the life of our unborn child.
You know, Barbara, I'm reminded of the scripture that says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And when Jesus hung on the cross, he spoke these words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Barbara, what words of hope can you share with our listening audience today?
My mind goes to Romans 8, which assures us, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, at some point during our last support group meeting, Jensine, we share the name we have chosen for our child. In our beautiful garden, there are two small markers now, each bearing the name of my unborn children, Noah Russell and Barbara Louise. Those little markers will forever remind me of the lyric from the song, "Precious Child." "In my soul, there is a hole that can never be filled, but in my heart, there is hope that you are with me still. Now I am comforted by his blessed assurance that my precious babies remain in the loving care of their Heavenly Father forever."
Barbara, thank you so much for sharing your testimony. And now the song, "Precious Child."
In my dreams, you are alive and well, precious child, precious child. In my mind, I see you clear as a bell, precious child, precious child. In my soul, that can never be filled, but in my heart there is hope, 'cause you are with me still. In my heart you live on, always there, never child. You left too soon, though it may be true that we're apart, you will live forever in my In my plans, I was the first to believe, precious child, precious child. But in this world, I was left here to grieve, precious child, my precious child. In my soul, that can never be filled, in my heart there is hope, and you are with me still. In my heart And I know that there's a heaven, and someday I will again. Please know you're not forgotten until then.
In my heart, you live on. Always there, never gone.
Precious child, gone too soon. Though it may be true that we're apart, you will live forever.
If you or someone you know would like additional information, the Crisis Pregnancy Center is standing by to take your calls at 1-888-956-HELP. Again, 1-888-956-HELP. Or please visit their website at choiceline.org. You can also receive copies of Barbara's book, After Loss, by emailing griefcoach, all one word, at AOL.com, griefcoach@AOL.com. If you would like more information, you can visit our website at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. Or write to us at Testimony, P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. That's P.O. Box 1333, Palm Desert, California, 92261. I'm Jensine Bard. Please join us again for Testimony.